The bald-headed one was real nice.
It's time now for another day in the life of Sam and Jesse, Gum Springs, Arkansas.
Just reading here where ships used to be run by the wind. They had big, high sails.
Well, I thought everybody knowed that. Sam, didn't you ever learn nothing from your history class at school?
Oh, yeah. I learned it's hard to sleep with a teacher talking all the time.
Sam, you can't sleep in a classroom.
I could if a teacher wouldn't talk so loud. But I'll tell you one funny thing that happened one day up there. Our teacher just told us to read our books, you know. Well, you know, them history books ain't hardly got no pictures to look at. And I went to sleep, and I don't know how long I slept, but when I woke up, everybody was gone but the teacher. He was sound asleep, too.
Well, it's easy to see why you're at the stage of learning you're at now, Sam. But for your information, they changed from wind power because it wasn't dependable.
Wasn't dependable? Well, the wind's blowing today, Jesse. And I remember the wind blowing when I was a kid. Now, that's nearly 40 years. How can you get any more dependable than that?
Sam, it ain't only is it blowing, but which way is it blowing from that counts.
Huh? Have you been studying that up there at the college?
No, Sam. They don't teach fourth grade up there at the college. Well, maybe in some areas. But listen now. How can I explain this to you? Oh, yeah, Sam. Now, the wind is blowing from the south. Now, suppose you wanted to go to Curtis Junction. You'd have to wait until the wind was blowing from the north before you could
Why
go.
Why would I want to go to Curtis Junction?
Well, Sam, I was just using Curtis Junction.
Hey, you've been talking to Leon.
Leon? Why, no.
I don't know who that woman thinks she is. I didn't really want to go to the stock car races anyhow, but Leon...
Sam, I never heard nothing about no stock car
races.
I can't
even ask a simple question about history around here without being embarrassed. I told that woman to stay off that track, leave them drivers alone. I still don't know where she got that red flag.
Was completely unaware of your trip to the stock car races with that woman from Curtis.
I don't want to be reminded of it, Jesse. It's embarrassing, and I completely miss championship wrestling.
Well, I thought you were smart enough not to let Leon make any arrangements for you.
One good thing come out of that, though.
What was that?
Well, I was the smartest one on that trip. They really looked up to me, asked me all kind of questions, me being employed and all. But coming back is terrible. Now, after that flagging thing happened there, I waited for him in a truck. Leon may have hurt his influence some, being with two women that way. The bald-headed one was real nice, though.